fans, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
This is VOA Sunny Young in Washington. Happy New Year and welcome to the Sunny Side of Sports. The Voice of America Swahili Service Chief Mwamoyo Hoops Hamza will be joining us once again to talk NBA hoops. But first, a look at Tuesday night's NBA action. Two players from Cameroon, Joel Embiid of the Philadelphia 76ers and Pascal Siakam of the Toronto Raptors, both had big games. Embiid tallied 28 points, 19 rebounds, and 3 block shots to help Philadelphia score a 119-113 road victory over the Los Angeles Clippers. Meanwhile, in Toronto, Canada, Siakam and teammate Kawhi Leonard both set career highs in scoring to lead the Raptors to their 28th victory of the season. We'll hear from both players now in this report by the AP's John Letherby.
Toronto posted its second straight win, beating the Jazz 122-116 on a night Kawhi Leonard tallied a career-high 45 points. That bettered his previous mark of 41, set against the Cavaliers in January of 2017. Inside the numbers, Leonard posted 19 of those 45 in the third quarter, part of a 44-point period for Toronto.
Just try to stay in the moment and, keep competing every possession and not worry about really myself, but just trying to get a team win.
Pascal Siakam, also with a career night, he finished with 28 points and 10 rebounds.
They kept coming at us. We just had to make sure that we stay focused and finish the game. Obviously, you know, Kawhi having the night that he had, just helping us out.
Jay Crowder coming off the bench for the Jazz led all Utah scorers with 30. John Leatherby, Toronto.
Thanks, John. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. The Toronto Raptors are only 4 percentage points behind the Milwaukee Bucks for the NBA's best record. The Bucks cruise past the visiting Detroit Pistons Tuesday night, 121-98, for their fourth consecutive victory and 26th win of the season. In two more results, the Denver Nuggets posted their ninth consecutive home victory, beating the New York Knicks 115-108, and the Portland Trail Blazers beat the host Sacramento Kings 113-108 in overtime. Two European big men had big games for Denver and Portland. Denver's Serbian center Nikola Jokic had 19 points, 14 rebounds, and 15 assists for a triple-double. And listen to this stat line by Portland's Bosnian center, Yusuf Nurkic. 24 points, 23 rebounds, 7 assists, 5 steals, and 5 block shots. Joining us once again on the show is Mwamoyo Hoops Hamza, the VOA Swahili Service Chief. Happy New Year, Mwamoyo.
Happy New Year, Sonny. Pleasure to be here.
Great to have you back in 2019. I mentioned those crazy numbers by Nurkic of the Trailblazers. I think you might say James Harden been posting some crazy numbers lately.
James Harden has been doing it all over the place. The last 10 games... Last 10 games, he's been scoring over 35 points each game. That's very rare, and he's been doing it so efficiently. He's a truly offensive guy, you know, the kind of player who checks all the boxes. You know, he can score from outside. He gets the threes. He gets to the hole, gets to the free throw line, and he also creates for other players. So so his presence by itself makes other players better. But let's go back to Yusuf Nurkic. Just the mere fact that you can post, and this is a kind of stat that people don't see a lot. 5 assists and 5 steals. That's very, very rare.
Very rare. I remember Olajuwon used to have a lot of steals, but for a big man, that's unusual.
That's very unusual. And if you score on those 5 steals plus the 5 assists, that's 20 points for your team. And this young man, he's only 24 years old. He scored 24 points. So that's about 40 points, you know, in all for his team.
Those names I've mentioned earlier, Momoyo, Nurkic, Jokic, Siakam, Joel Embiid, all international players, all born outside the United States. Do you see the NBA getting more and more international in the years to come?
Absolutely. And this has been going on for a while. I mean, to be fair, I mean, the bigs from Eastern Europe, they have changed the game so much because their ability to shoot from outside and passing the ball. So that makes the game different, the way centers in the U.S. used to play. And this didn't start, you know, with the current ones. Vlade Divac, in the late 90s to the early, you know, 2000s, he was doing the same things for Los Angeles Lakers, for Sacramento Kings. You know, so there is this trend that's coming, actually has arrived now, with center players, bigs, playing the game so differently.
I mentioned Siakam and Embiid, both from Cameroon, Momoyo. I mentioned Olajuwon. He was from Nigeria. So these players, do you see the best African players coming from Central Africa and West Africa?
And that has been the history of players from Africa. I mean, for a long time now. We don't get a lot of players from other parts of Africa. It's Central Africa, West Africa, Dikembe Mutombo from the Congo. Mm. Now we have Serge Ibaka. You have the Cameroonian players, as you said. You have several West African players. Some of them are American-born. We haven't had a lot of, say, East Africans or South Africans. We had Hashim Thabit from
that's
Tanzania.
Right. That's right.
He did well for a while, but, you know, he didn't go, you know, so far. But, you know, and the big players from Africa, they always do good. Joel Embiid right now, he's, if we can go back to the Kawhi Leonard performance yesterday and Siakam, after the game last night, a talk started, who is the best player in the East?
Okay.
You know,
okay.
Because when LeBron James left for Los Angeles Lakers, he left a void there for the best player. So now people are talking about Kawhi Leonard, who is his, you know, career best, 45 points last night, Joel Embiid,
Giannis
Antetokounmpo, and he had this, you know, thunderous, you know, dunk yesterday, you know, against, I forget what team they were playing. But, you know, so there is this talk of who will be the best player in the East at the moment, and Joel Embiid is in there.
Giannis Antetokounmpo, now playing for the team with the NBA's best record, the Milwaukee Bucks. Did you think they would be at the top at this point of the season, Momoyo?
They were building to this moment, and now they have, you know, we're talking about centers, they have Brook Lopez, who is playing very well at the center. So they've been building to this kind of moment, and the team is so great together. When you talk about who is the best player in the East, Kawhi Leonard might be the best player, but I think Antetokounmpo has a team that can support him better than Kawhi Leonard or even Joel Embiid.
The reigning league most valuable player is James Harden, and he could very well win it again this season, but I got to believe Giannis is going to get some votes.
Giannis is right in there. Joel Embiid is right in there. So, you know, well, it's going to be a battle going all the way down.
Momoyo, you know that injuries can take their toll on any NBA team. And here in Washington, my beloved Washington Wizards haven't had a lot to cheer about this season. And the latest news, All-Star guard John Wall out for the season with a foot injury, hamstring. Your reaction?
That's so devastating for Wizards, even though it happened last season, but it was just part of the season, and they played very well without him. But that was a different team. The team this season, without John Wall, is going to be a struggle. And they haven't been playing well anyways. You know, from now on to the end of the season, I think, I'm sorry, your beloved Wizards.
They're going to be near the bottom.
I think this is the season for them.
You mentioned LeBron James earlier, Momoyo. What about LeBron? I mean, the guy doesn't really seem to get hurt ever.
Yeah, but he got hurt last week in the game against they won the game against Golden State Warriors. But he conditions his body so well in the off season, so he doesn't get these injuries as often as other players do. So he builds his body to play basketball throughout the season. Last season he played all 83 games.
All the games and the playoffs.
And the playoffs. So he's one player who can sustain injury and still be able to contribute.
I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. I'm talking with Momoyo Hoops Hamza about some of the latest developments in NBA hoops. What other storylines are catching your eye, Momoyo?
I think when we talk, Thursday night, big game in San Antonio. Kawhi Leonard, Danny Green, they are going back to San Antonio. You know, if you remember that, you know, I want to get out of town drama by Kawhi Leonard.
So he's returning.
Yeah. So, you know, the drama played so big in the media. So he's returning to play San Antonio Spurs. So these two teams swapped players. Danny Green, Kawhi Leonard from Spurs to Toronto, and DeRozan from Toronto to San Antonio. So they are meeting now. This is the first time. We don't know how he's going to be welcomed. We don't know how the game is going to, play out. But obviously, Toronto is playing better than San Antonio right now. So chances are Kawhi Leonard will have the last laugh.
A game to watch. And after we get past the All-Star break, Momoyo, I'm going to put you on the spot as to who the most valuable player is in the NBA this season. I'm going to ask for your vote.
My vote goes to James Harden.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Momoyo. That's Momoyo Hoops Hamza, the VOA Swahili service chief. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Magnus Chisholm Onwuadiwe, the humble apostle of the Sunny Side of Sports, checks in again at my Facebook page. And this reminder for our VOA listeners, the address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny. Once again, that address, facebook.com/VOA Sunny. Magnus says, Happy New Year to all our Voice of America listeners from Imo State, Nigeria. The humble apostle says he greatly enjoyed the package of 2018 World Cup highlights broadcast on Christmas Day, December 25th, by my VOA colleague, Gwen Uten. And Magnus also has some World Cup insights of his own. Magnus writes, I think Russia did a great job with hosting the tournament. I recall prior to the World Cup, there were a lot of concerns and expressed fears in the media over Russia's resolve to host the soccer showpiece, but they proved everyone wrong with their hosting. Russia's national team also put up a good run and fight in the tournament. And Magnus continues writing, on the part of African teams, I was not happy with the overall performance of African teams. I was hoping to see Nigeria and Egypt put up a good fight, but that did not materialize. Magnus says, I hope that African teams can draw lessons from the outcome of the 2018 World Cup and do better in future competitions. Frankly speaking, says Magnus, I wanted to see Croatia lift the cup. Prior to the final match with France, the Croatians played excellently well, but in the final match, it was a different ball game altogether, with France dominating and getting the better of them. And Magnus adds, one cannot rule out the great roles Luka Modric and Mandzukic played in firing Croatia to the finals. Congratulations to France. It was interesting and exciting watching Kylian Mbappe and Griezmann leading the pack for France. And Magnus ends by writing, I admired the simplicity and humility of French national team coach Didier Deschamps on that match day. Overall, it was a good tournament. Congratulations to Luka Modric for winning the World Footballer of the Year for 2018. He did excellently well. Thanks for writing, humble apostle Magnus Chisholm Onwudiwe in Imo State, Nigeria. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. One of the young stars in U.S. soccer, 20-year-old Christian Pulisic, has signed with Chelsea in the English Premier League in a transfer deal with Borussia Dortmund. But Pulisic won't be joining Chelsea right away. The German club Dortmund announced Wednesday that he'll spend the rest of the season on loan at the Bundesliga side. Dortmund says Chelsea paid more than $73 million for Pulisic. Dortmund sporting director Michael Zorc says it's always been Christian's big dream to play in the Premier League. And Zorc adds, this certainly has something to do with Pulisic's American origin, and we were not able to prolong his contract. Dortmund originally signed Pulisic in 2015 when he was 16 years old. Since then, Christian has established himself as one of the key players on the U.S. men's national soccer team. On November 20th, 2018, Pulisic became the youngest player to captain the U.S. men's national team in a friendly loss to Italy. Turning to tennis, superstars Serena Williams and Roger Federer made history at the Hopman Cup in Australia, where they faced each other on opposite sides of the net. Joining us now with more details is VOA's Gwen Uten. Happy New Year, Gwen.
Happy New Year, Sonny, and Happy New Year, sports fans. Well, it's not often a mixed doubles match makes headline news, and it's not often Roger Federer faces a player who has won more majors than he has. But that's exactly what happened on Tuesday. In an epic meeting between two of the greatest athletes in the sport, Roger, along with Swiss partner Belinda Bencic, faced Serena Williams and American Francis Tiafoe in front of 14,000 cheering fans. The match went to Roger and Belinda to give defending champion Switzerland a 2-1 lead over six times winners the United States. But no matter, Roger and Serena were all smiles after the match.
It was so fun, and I, you know, this is, like I said before, it's something that as growing up and as we grew up together, really, just watching and having an opportunity after all these years, we've actually never done this. So this is super cool that we get to do it at such a pinnacle point in both our careers. And for me, it was super cool. Like, I literally, like, wanted to take pictures and I want to bring my baby out. I'm, like, way too excited. But it was really fun.
Roger, what stood out for you about coming up against Serena in her game?
Well, I was nervous returning because you just don't know. People talk about her serve so much, and I see why it is such a wonderful serve, because you just can't read it. You don't see until the very...
I can't read yours either.
Well, we have the same qualities, you know, but yours is a bit better. But
one more time for Serena Williams and Roger Federer.
And with that, the two shared a warm hug and took a selfie that the Hopman Cup described on Twitter as the greatest selfie of all time. Roger and Serena hold a combined 43 Grand Slam singles titles. Federer has 20, the most of any male player. Serena has 23, an open-era record. The two tennis greats are gearing up for the upcoming Australian Open. Federer will return to the tournament as the defending champion. Last year, he won the title for a sixth time, his second in a row. And you may remember Serena won the Australian Open in 2017 while she was already a few weeks pregnant. She withdrew from the tournament in 2018, and Denmark's Caroline Wozniacki claimed her first Grand Slam singles title that year. This month's Australian Open will be the first Grand Slam for 2019, and is set to kick off in Melbourne on January 13th. Current standings at the Hopman Cup, Germany leads in Group A, followed by Australia, France, and Spain. In Group B, Switzerland is on top, followed by Greece, Great Britain, and USA at the bottom. Hopman Cup tennis action concludes this Saturday, January 5th. And that's all from me to kick off the new year. Sunny, back over to you.
Thanks, Gwen, and Happy New Year. That's my VOA colleague, Gwen Uten. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. The energetic Andy Edwards has been taking a look at some of the highlights in World Athletics last year. Andy crouches now and gets into the starting blocks for some insights about the top male sprinters of 2018.
You know, Sonny, any sport is in a state of constant change, and that's certainly true of men's sprinting. We no longer talk about Usain Bolt as a competitor. Of course, if he does make the news these days, it's about his latest attempt to pursue a soccer career. So, in short, the field is open. But, you know, no matter how great, and nobody disagrees that Usain Bolt, all-time great, etc., time passes by and the field changes. So it's really heartening to see young talent coming through, such as the American Christian Coleman. He won a silver at the 100 metres in the World Championships in 2017, and he was the number one in terms of times this outdoor season. He ran 9.79. Nobody matched that for the 100. And it was interesting. I caught up with Christian when he was running in London in the European summer, and he gave an insight into what it feels like to be on the start line of that 100 metres, down on your blocks, and what goes through your head.
I'm just totally focused on me, totally focused on my lane, my blocks, just thinking in my head what I need to do to come out with the win, just totally locked in on what I need to do. So, yeah, you don't look around, you don't pay attention to anybody else. You just, you know, got to stay within yourself and focus.
I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. I'm talking with the energetic Andy Edwards in London about the year in athletics. Andy, there's certainly a lot of young talent on the rise. Another American, Noah Lyles, ran the fastest 200 of the year, 19.65 seconds. Do you see the great Usain Bolt's world records coming under threat sometime soon?
Frankly, I don't. I think Usain Bolt's times for the 100, the 200, we're going to be looking at those in the record books for quite a few years to come. Bolt was something special. And let's not forget, he had his ups and downs when he was coming up. He was a success as a junior at World Championships, but then he had major back injuries, and which really threatened his running career. And he came back from that and just showed what a fantastic performer he is and what he achieved, and that marriage of not only the physical talent, but I think when we go around and we look at any sport, we see people, the very top performers, yes, they have physical talent and they have to apply themselves, but there's also the mental talent for that specific task, whether you're a soccer player, a swimmer, a gymnast, or a track and field athlete. And Usain Bolt had that in abundance.
Thanks, Andy. That's the energetic Andy Edwards, who I first met 20 years ago at the IAAF World Championships in Seville, Spain. And we look forward to more reports and interviews from Energetic Andy in 2019. I mentioned Noah Lyles during my chat with Energetic Andy. Lyles is mentioned at the IAAF website today, January 2nd, as one of the 9 emerging stars for 2019. American sprinter Noah Lyles, an athlete to watch in the new year. And that wraps up the January 2nd edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Thanks to Voice of America producer Bill Werkinger. Thanks also to VOA engineer Wagner Roberts. And thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington. Happy New Year! And that's the sunny side of sports.
I get it.
Hello, this is Shaka Sali, host of Straight Talk Africa.
Voice of America's Straight Talk Africa puts you in touch with newsmakers and experts as they talk about the most important social and political issues that affect you.
Tune in Wednesdays at 18:30 UTC right here on VOA Africa.
What's going on? What's happening, Africa? This is Jackson Vunganyi right here in Washington, D.C.
And I'm Nadia Sami. Thanks for joining us. We'd love to have you on board. This is Upfront on the Voice of America. Ha ha!
Upfront is a show that explores issues
that affect your daily lives. Don't move, don't move that dial. Get your snacks, get your cup of tea or your cup of coffee. Put your feet up. This is Upfront. Cheers, cheers. Clink, clink.
Yeah. Now there is a youth culture that is being practiced by the youth globally.
I feel like the problem is that once the funds are sent to these developing countries, it sometimes gets in the wrong hands, and then it's the actual people that are supposed to be benefiting from these funds really never even get to see.
What does this mean for your local culture? Is it being threatened? Should your parents be worried? Let's talk. This is Upfront of the Voice of America. You can follow me on Twitter. My handle is at Upfront Africa. And remember, you can always send us an email here on the show. It's upfront@voanews.com.
Hello, this is James Butte, managing editor and host of VOA's Daybreak Africa show. Join us Monday through Friday at 03, 04, 05, and 0600 hours UTC as we bring you the latest African news, features, and sports. You can also be a part of Daybreak Africa through our mail segment by sending your comments to daybreakafrica@voanews.com. Or you can call us on 001-202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, press the number 25 to leave us your message. That's Daybreak Africa at 03, 04, 05, and 0600 hours UTC, right here on VOA Africa.
This is Science in a Minute.
It is expected that one day in the future, people will touch down and walk on Mars. There are also those such as Elon Musk of SpaceX who are working on ways to build and maintain human colonies on the red planet. But there are a number of challenges that block the pathway for human exploration of our planetary neighbor. A group of experts recently met in London to discuss the social and psychological aspects of traveling to and living on Mars. According to the meeting's lead organizer, Federico Caprotti of the University of Exeter, the biggest hurdles to Mars settlement are not technical but psychological. Those attending the meeting discussed such issues as humans developing interplanetary jet lag, the lack of the ability to be able to communicate in real time with Earth, and, of course, the inevitable personality clashes between members of the colony. I'm VOA's Rick Pantaleo.
VOA Africa has built a successful, effective social media strategy through Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and other digital platforms. We are responding to our audience on the African continent and in the global diaspora. We believe in the power of connection and interaction to bring you news that is comprehensive, accurate, and objective. We see the changes in technology as an opportunity to engage with our audiences about the issues that affect them. At VOA Africa, we don't just report the news, we help shape the conversation on the continent. VOA, your trusted source for news and information.
We
We are always glad to have our listeners throughout Africa tuning in to our newscasts, covering Africa and the world news. Tune in on top of each hour, 24/7. VOA is your trusted source of news and information.